Blackstone Audio presents Inferno, The World at War, 1939 to 1945, by Max Hastings. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. This book contains the following dedication. To Michael Sissons, for 30 years a princely agent, counselor, and friend. Introduction. This is a book chiefly about human experience. Men and women from scores of nations struggled to find words to describe what happened to them in the Second World War, which transcended anything they had ever known. Many resorted to a cliché. All hell broke loose. Because the phrase is commonplace in eyewitness descriptions of battles, air raids, massacres, and ship sinkings, later generations are tempted to shrug at its banality. Yet, in an important sense, the words capture the essence of what the struggle meant to hundreds of millions of people, plucked from peaceful, ordered existences to face ordeals that in many cases lasted for years, and for at least 60 million were terminated by death. An average of 27,000 people perished each day between September 1939 and August 1945 as a consequence of the global conflict. Some survivors found that the manner in which they had conducted themselves during the struggle defined their standing in their societies for the rest of their lives, for good or ill. Successful warriors retained a luster which enabled some to prosper in government or commerce. Conversely, at the bar of a London club 30 years after the war, a Guards veteran murmured about a prominent Conservative statesman, "Not a bad fellow, Smith. Such a pity he ran away in the war." A Dutch girl, growing up in the 1950s, found that her